It was Some Win from the Golden Slipper winning filly She Will Reign in the Group 1 feature at the Valley on Friday night. Scott Darby from Darby Racing joining us first up on the program this morning. Scott, how's the heart rate?
It's tired, very, very tired, but exuberant. Yeah, no, fantastic.
That's one of the most thrilling wins we've seen at the Valley in a long time.
Look, I'm still coming to terms with it. Like, at the after 300 metres, I kind of resigned myself that it was all over. They were winning on pace. They were leading. We were back. We were off the bit. And I thought, wow, gee, we're gone.
Never write a filly like her off. She's got so much determination when it comes to hitting the line.
I should know better. Ben Mellum, her regular rider, rang me after the race and congratulated me. He said, I can't believe she won. She was absolutely off the bit. He was following her on Malaguera and said she was fishtailing all the way around Moonee Valley. And when she hit the straight, she hit the right leg and she just went into overdrive. It was incredible.
Because it's tough, isn't it, the short course at the Valley for horses that aren't accustomed to the course or necessarily suited?
I said to a number of people leading up to this race, I'm more concerned about this run than the Everest. The Everest were back at Randwick, long straight, 1,200, 1,000 metres, under lights, Moonee Valley, never seen the circuit before. There was a lot of hurdles to overcome, but unbelievable. She has exceeded all expectations.
It was a career-defining win for her and her first since the Golden Slipper. She's had that break. And how is she furnished overall? I've seen her on the television screens only, but up close and personal, how does she look to have developed since the Slipper?
Yeah, it was really important that she did furnish. Not an overly big filly, but she put on 40 kilos of racing weight in a spell. I hadn't seen a lot of her leading up to this race, so it was, you know, it's great to get there last night. And the first shot I saw of her before being saddled was that alert, bright, ready to go filly, and it gave me great confidence. But still, very, very wary of Moonee Valley and the big rise in class. So, you know, look, I'm struggling to describe the feeling that we're going through at the moment for a winning.
So onwards and upwards now, further up the mountain, if you like, to the Everest. And that sort of performance is going to put her right in contention, you think?
Absolutely. I definitely went on record very cautious about this race, but I'm really confident about the Everest. It might sound funny, you know, it's such a hard race, but I really feel what we saw last night, and it's given me great confidence going to that race, because I always felt down the track she's going to be more a 12, 14, 16, even 100-metre horse in the autumn. I think the 1,200 on the Everest, you're going to need that 1,400-metre horse to win that. And I think we've got the filly that can relax, find the line. I'm certainly going to go with a lot more confidence after last night.
Not bad for a $20,000 purchase to now be one of the front runners for Australia's richest race on turf.
Crazy stuff. Crazy to think she was only $20,000. I mean, we certainly thought she was worth a lot more at the sales, but look, I suppose, as they say, they don't know their price tag, and she's certainly worth a lot more than that now.
And how are you all feeling personally, you and the band of owners?
The owners are off the tree. They're just mental. They're crazy. They're just having the ride of life. It's changing their lives. It's one of the best advertisements to get into racing for not a lot of money. It happens all the time. It's, you know, it's happening at the top end, it's happening at the bottom end, and it's just fantastic to see so many owners from all walks of life. You know, look, we've got owners that are struggling with, you know, being through cancer and on their last legs and all sorts of things, to business owners, and seeing the smiles and the, it's changing their lives and their family, friends, and, yeah, look, it hasn't stopped yet, so hopefully it keeps going.
And for those that have really been struggling, especially with health, has this been a good tonic for them?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, there's a couple in the horse from Tasmania that have been doing a little bit tough, and they're going to try and get up to the Everest, and they haven't been totally involved with She Will Reign along the way because of health issues, and I'm really hoping this will give them the great kick along they deserve.
Yeah. So after the win at the Valley, her record now stands at 5 wins and a second placing from only 6 starts, and her career earnings are nudging $3 million.
Yeah, crazy. Unbelievable. Like, growing up in the industry and working as a strapper early on and being in business, she only dreamed of having runners in the slipper and different things, but to see a filly of this calibre and not knowing exactly where the ceiling is, it's absolutely mind-blowing. So something that's certainly keeping us at Derby Racing on our toes. And, yeah, what do you say?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Not much more to say, is there? What about the impact that she's had on your business since the slipper win? We spoke to you on the program the morning after, and it was something we discussed that, you know, the likelihood was that that high-profile race win would help your business. Has it? And what sort of impact do you feel that it has had in terms of, you know, the yearling sales season and things like that?
Yeah, no doubt. Yankee Rose, firstly, kicked us right off, but She Will Reign sort of flying the flag now. And there's no doubt, there's, like we said before, there's so many people out there that think it's now attainable to, you know, not spend a great deal of money and get into one of these horses that can race in these big races. Not only race and compete, but win. I think that's the most important thing. You see so many horses, you get in these races at 100-1 or 50-1, but you can actually win them for not a lot of outlay. So it's certainly onwards and upwards, and business is certainly booming, that's for sure.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's so important that racing offers these lower-level, entry-level opportunities to get involved with horses, and look what this journey's done for some people. It's changed their lives significantly.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beauty about the game. That's what I've loved about the game. It doesn't matter if you've had whether you're a jockey, trainer, syndicator, and you've had a string of outs and you're down on your luck. It only takes one to turn it around. For an owner, they could be through, you know, going through, you know, horses that aren't showing a lot for quite some time. But, you know, the game can turn around very quickly, mm-hmm. and you know, at all sorts of levels they can reach the top. It's amazing. It's exciting, really.
Very much so. So what's the plan from this point on? When does she head back up the Hume Highway?
She's going to head up as soon as possible. She pulled up terrific this morning, according to Gary. Licked the tin last night, and I think she's going to head up today, if not tomorrow morning. Get her back in her own box as soon as possible. She'll head to the Everest, and we'll assess from the Everest. There is a couple of whispers she may race after the Everest, but we'll get through that race first.
Yes, climb that mountain, so to speak, first.
Absolutely. We've got to find a jockey first.
okay. So no doubt there's been plenty of phone calls.
Yeah, look, it seems to be pretty much coming down to Corey Brown, Glenn Boss. You know, there's not a lot that can make 51 kilos. Even there's a whisper that Kieran McAvoy may look to jump ship, but we'll wait and see what happens there. A lot to be played out this week.
Well, Glenn Boss, of course, riding in Singapore at the moment. He's always a safe bet when it comes to the big races. No better big race jockey than Bossy, is there?
No, I don't think so. You know, no matter how he's riding at the time, he seems to lift when it comes to the Group 1s. He's a bit of a freak when it comes to that. Quite clear, remember him. He's went on Sebring in the slipper, come from nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exciting times for you, Scott. It's been wonderful to share the journey with you on the program, and all the best of luck in the next crucial period until the Everest, which would be something if you could pull that off.
Yeah, really much appreciated, Joe, and hopefully the dream can continue.
And I really hope that the people involved with the horse that are suffering ill health can make it to the race day too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's Scott Darby from Derby Racing. They have a superstar, don't they, in She Will Reign, now headed for the Everest.